listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Thursday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to jump on in. 855-212-4227. You could always get at me on Instagram, where I'm straight flexing, or via the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That is Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket can. Game number two between the Yankees and the Guardians. Remember, yesterday they had an off day. Well, it's raining here in New York. The game is postponed. The game number two of the ALDS series between the Astros and the Mariners currently sees the Astros with a 3-2 lead, as that is now going to the bottom of the seventh. So you have that on the docket today in Major League Baseball. Last night, Padres even up the series with the Dodgers. The Braves even up the series with the Philadelphia Phillies. And away you go. And now a compelling NLDS in both those series. And in the ALDS, if the Astros hold on, and once again, Yordan Alvarez did go deep to make that game 3-2. I don't know why the Mariners are still pitching to him. But if the Astros win today and they're able to hold on and get these final six outs, then you look at them and you say, all right, up 2-0, 100 and what was it, six, I think it was, regular season wins. They're going to be on their way to the ALCS. And the big pressure point is probably then tomorrow in the ALDS in what would then be game number two. I don't think there's any doubt that the Yankees are going to win the series. But if we want to see that actually be a series, the Guardians must take game number two coming up tomorrow. And then, oh yeah, by the way, we do have a football game tonight. And that is week six of the National Football League kicking off. And what a lovely matchup this is. If you've never watched football before, you want to watch it tonight. If you have never seen a game before, or you've seen all the games, you have to be plugged in to a big disaster of the Washington Commanders going to Chicago to play the Chicago Bears. Is there any reason, Ryan, if you could come up and use your brain a little bit and have a creative thought, is there any way that you could sell me on wanting to watch this game tonight? Now, we'll watch it, obviously, because that's what we do for a living. We have to watch the games. You don't have to alter your plans and go crazy and go nuts, but I'll be sitting in this studio. What else is there that we're going to be watching? Yeah, I'll have the Rangers put on, my Temple Owls tonight. They do play UCF. We'll have them on as well. But really, when it comes to the NFL, you always watch a Thursday night game, even if it is great or if it is dog crap, and tonight's a dog crap game. But Hickey, you're a big football expert. You have a very popular podcast, and you talk Colts on that podcast. I know your Colts aren't playing tonight. They play the Jaguars this weekend. But do you have any kind of idea or any thought that you could provide to me where, let's just say I was on the fence of watching this game tonight between the Commanders and Bears, that would get me to say, aha, the light bulb now is off in my head, goes off in my head, and I got to tune in for Commanders and Bears. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, you could tune in to see.
Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
You could tune in to see Carson Wentz playing for his job, potentially.
Oh, stop.
To see if Ron Rivera and Carson Wentz get into a screaming match on the sidelines. That's something that's worth watching.
Now you are moving in the right direction.
You can see Brian Robinson, who's a great story, starting tonight.
That's a good story.
There's a positivity.
I started my fantasy lineup, too, and he got shot right before the start of the season, and it's crazy. I know he was back last week. It is crazy how he's going to be starting tonight. So it was a cool introduction last week. A good story to see the way that he has recovered. No doubt about that. Anything else, though?
Oh, of course. How could I forget? A big uniform fan as I am, you have the Bears debuting their orange helmets.
Who cares?
With their orange jerseys.
Who cares?
Well, if you're going to suck, at least look good. At least look good playing bad football.
Look good, feel good.
I subscribe to that.
How many douches, by the way, post on social media like that? Oh, I'm dressed up nicely today. Look good, feel good. That's real well.
How are you supposed to play good if you don't look good? They don't correlate.
And there's a lot of teams that look good that don't play well. I remember the Texans all those years ago with those Letterman jackets. They look pretty damn good. They got embarrassed.
Your Patriots brought back the Pat Patriot alternate jerseys last week, and they played their best game of the season.
Yeah.
Coincidence? I think not.
Can I tell you why they played their best game of the
season? Opponent doesn't matter. Opponent does not matter.
The overrated, crappy, hard knocks darlings in the Detroit Lions, where everyone has to tell me, oh, you're the number one offense in the league, blah, 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 leading up to that game. What does having the number one offense in the league mean if you have one lousy win? It means you're not a good football team.
It means you can't stop anyone on defense.
Now, come on. A lot of those points, too, they're down in those games. They have to score, 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 and they're just tossing the football around. That's not a good football team. And I'm actually embarrassed by how many people have really tried to give optimism entering this season with the Detroit Lions. Like, I like Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know he didn't play last week. You look at DeAndre Swift, like he's a good young running back when he stays on the field. Aiden Hutchinson is a good young story. But other than that, Jared Goff's your starting quarterback. You know, Jamal Williams, good energy guy, solid football player. He's not this unbelievable great player. Hockenson's a solid tight end in this league. Jeff Okuda has been a bust so far. The number three overall pick, where they could have just drafted Justin Herbert. That would have behooved them if they did that. So it's amazing how many times people try to pump up the Lions or pump up whoever's on Hard Knocks. I'll tell you why you got to watch this game tonight. And you got to watch this game tonight for one reason and one reason only. Has nothing to do with Carson Wentz. Has nothing to do with Justin Fields. Has nothing to do with Matt Eberflus. Has nothing to do with Ron Rivera. Quite frankly, has nothing to do with on the field. It all has to do with off the field. Because there was a major, 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 major Seth Wickersham ESPN story that was dropped today. That Dan Snyder is saying that the NFL can't F with him. And the reason why he's not been removed as an owner is that the other owners, the other 31 owners in the NFL and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, are afraid of Daniel Snyder. And Daniel Snyder supposedly has dirt on all the owners. And he even has a file running on Jerry Jones, who Jerry Jones has been one of the few supporters of Daniel Snyder. And that's not nice as a friend. And this is more so, it proves more of the fact why Daniel Snyder at times could be a scumbag, where Jerry Jones, poor Jerry Jones, turns 80 years old today. And what does he get for his 80th birthday? This bombshell of an article that now all of a sudden Daniel Snyder has a file on Jerry Jones to try to get some revenge if he does get removed as an owner with the Washington Commanders. And this sick guy, Dan Snyder, supposedly has had private investigators tracking owners and the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, because he thinks that the owners are eventually going to try to strip away his football team or force him to sell the football team. And instead of just probably doing the right thing, which he doesn't have to sell the team if he doesn't want to, but if it did come to that point where they vote him out as an owner and they don't want him to be owning that football team anymore, and they say, Dan, you need to sell the football team, Dan's just not going to take his money, shut up, and go away, which I think we would all be happy if Dan Snyder just did shut up and go away. He will reportedly want to bring the NFL ship down with him. He's not just going to get off board and say, thank you, guys. It's been a fun time. It's been a good ride. I got to jump off the ship. And instead of jumping off the ship, since you want me guys to walk the plank, I'm taking the ship down with me. If I'm leaving, you're all leaving. That's what Daniel Snyder's basically allegedly saying to people close to him that did speak to ESPN. Now, one NFL owner responded back anonymously in this report where Daniel Snyder says, oh, they all hate me. And basically this one owner said, yeah, no, it's not that. Oh, no, the anonymous owner said, we hate Dan Snyder. Like, there's no doubt about it. Everyone just hates Dan Snyder. So that's where it's at. I don't see really what the benefit is of keeping Daniel Snyder in the NFL. Does anyone like this guy as an owner of the team? What has he done well? You talk about a proud franchise in the Commanders, an organization that used to be a great organization. And what are they now? They're a disgrace. They're an embarrassment. And they have such a negative feel around them. And they've made the fan base just not care anymore. Like, I've went to a few games at FedEx Field within the last 5 or 6 years. And when you go to that game, it's taken over by the road team and their fans. And there's not a lot of fans walking around like screaming, yeah, like, well, let's go Commanders, a football team, Redskins, like whatever the name has been throughout the years. So that's a fan base, and deservedly so. They can't stand this guy so much that they basically have given up. And you look at the direction of that team, they've also had a lot go on off the field that make them an embarrassment. And we've said it for years, right? What information does Dan Snyder have? Maybe the owners don't want to get rid of him because the owners have skeletons in their closets as well. I'm at a point here, and I tweeted this out today, and I thought this as well. You got to think about the reaction, because that's ultimately what the NFL cares about, is the reaction. So if the NFL came down tomorrow and said, we're forcing Dan Snyder to sell the team, what would the reaction of the public be? The majority would be jumping for joy and would be telling you, oh, wow, this is a great day. And Commanders fans would be kissing the floor and looking up and saying, wow, it has finally happened. All of our prayers have finally been answered. But then, if you do force Dan Snyder out, and I don't know what information he has, but let's just say he starts releasing information or leaking things about Jerry Jones or leaking things about some of the other owners in the NFL, if it's maybe the Mara family or whoever. Like, we don't need to sit here and Jeffrey Lurie, like, go through each and every owner. But let's say he has some information. Would fans maybe say, we're just so happy Dan Snyder is out of the NFL. We don't care what information he has. And I'm not going to totally dismiss it and say fans wouldn't care what information Dan Snyder has. But unless you have some damaging, appalling, disgraceful information, I think a lot of fans would say it's just good that Dan Snyder is out of the NFL. And anything he has, unless you have concrete evidence that is damaging and ugly and nasty to the other owners and criminal too, I think a lot of people would just look at Dan Snyder as being a bitter guy that's going to lose his football team or lost his football team if this scenario plays out, and maybe view him as that crazy uncle that comes to your family barbecue that you know you have to have that conversation with your crazy uncle, and he could be spewing nonsense and you're just like, yeah, whatever you say, sure. And then you walk away and you go, what the heck is that guy talking about? Who cares what he has to say? So I think that could be a possibility. And I don't know what Dan Snyder has. I don't know what the investigators that he reportedly has hired, even though they categorically denied it, what information he has. But what information could he have that is so damaging that Jerry Jones or any of these other owners should be shaking in their boots? And I do think that a lot of people would be so happy that he's gone, they wouldn't care about what information that he has. Now, if it has to do with important issues, then that could be a little bit different. And maybe that information could end up having Daniel Snyder keep a job. So I'm not going to totally dismiss it, but I'm just extremely skeptical as to the information that Daniel Snyder has. Hot Take Hickey, what are your thoughts on this, on the biggest story of the day? As Daniel Snyder is hiring investigators, reportedly, has a file on Jerry Jones, already has hired investigators, now has a file on Jerry Jones, and he has dirt on all these owners, and that's why the NFL owners are not getting rid of Daniel Snyder yet, because they fear about the information that he has, and if they do want to get rid of him, he's going to basically burn the entire house down with him.
I think the story today just kind of reconfirms at least what I've thought recently, and that's he's going nowhere anytime soon. You can put all the scathing articles you want. You can do all the investigations you want to do, look into the commanders, look into his own background, call a congressional committee, bring him to D.C. He is not going anywhere for two reasons. One, it could be the dirt. Maybe he has legitimate stuff other owners are afraid he's going to get out. Two, he also serves as a human shield. Daniel Snyder, everything he does is a misstep. The commanders are a total mess. But hey, if you're another owner, at least it's not me. At least everyone's focused on Daniel Snyder and whatever I do, if it's good or bad, at least I'm not like him. He deflects but a lot of attention.
You're not wrong in some of what you're saying. And who knows the inner workings of everyone else's organization and how clean or foul it may be. But what is the point to have Daniel Snyder there and from a business standpoint at this point? Like, you could go bring in someone else and the NFL will be worth the same amount of money, and at least you could have some optimism about that franchise. Because as long as Daniel Snyder is an owner of the Washington Commanders, they're going nowhere. And by the way, the quote I was trying to say before, which I just for some reason couldn't say it, Daniel Snyder, all the owners hate each other. The rival owner, that's not true. All the owners hate Dan. So if everyone hates this guy, which I understand why, and his football team stinks, he doesn't even have that new stadium, and he's been a disgrace off the field, you're going to keep this guy because he may have information on you. This is just him throwing a warning shot out there. That's what he's doing. And he'll deny, and he'll say, oh, I never spoke to ESPN, blah, 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 or his friends never spoke to ESPN, things like that. But there's a reason why people at ESPN have this information, that this is the way that he's operating. I don't think it's because, and maybe it is a sloppy process, and then this information got out. But I think he is nervous for the first time that he could lose the team. And he's going to kind of issue a little bit of a warning shot of, yeah, you want to mess, or people close to him, you want to mess with Dan. Well, Dan has information on the 31 of the other owners and also Roger Goodell. I just wonder what the information is. And maybe I'm naive here. Is the information really that bad where you're going to get the majority of fans to say, wow, look at this guy, look at that guy, look at this guy? I do think there would be a lot of fans that go, thank God that this guy is just out. Whatever he has, it's bitterness. Unless if he has facts, then we're going to dismiss it, and you move on, and you get on going with the NFL. That's just the way that I look at it. Because how many times do we have things go public in the NFL, and there's really no punishment or significant punishment? And then you talk about it for a day, two, three, and the next thing you know, we're back to talking about a big trade that happened in the offseason or a big game that's coming like this weekend between the Bills and the Chiefs. 9 times out of 10, the NFL wins. And I would, if it means getting Daniel Snyder out of the NFL, would be okay taking the gamble on whatever information the investigators have on the other 31 owners and the commissioner of the National Football League and Roger Goodell. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Take a time out. Coming back after these short messages.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Do a little four questions right now. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to have four questions about the two biggest matchups this weekend on paper. Bills and the Chiefs, the two best teams in the AFC, and then a big-time NFC East showdown between the undefeated Philadelphia Eagles at 5-0 and the Dallas Cowboys, who have done a great job with Cooper Rush at quarterback. Michael Parsons been just an absolute stud. Zeke and Tony Pollard, nice little 1-2 punch, and give some credit to Mike McCarthy winning four games in a row without his quarterback in Dak Prescott. And I did see that Dak was limited in practice today. The expectation is that it's still going to be Cooper Kupp that's going to be starting Sunday in South Philadelphia. But we'll have to see. Maybe Dak surprise some people and get on the field. We've seen some crazier things happen before. So when we look at these matchups, Eagles, Cowboys, Bills, Chiefs. When we start with the Bills, Ryan, here's my biggest question with Buffalo. Now, if you recall, in the regular season last year, they went to Kansas City and they annihilated the Kansas City Chiefs. And the playoffs, it looked like they were going to beat them twice in a season. You know that old adage, it's so tough to beat a team twice in one season, blah, 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 blah. And that Bills team was 13 seconds away from going to an AFC title game against Cincinnati Bengals. And you know what happened. Field goal, overtime, Kelsey, touchdown, good night. So my question, and I do think the Bills are going to win this game, but will the Buffalo Bills, who this offseason added Von Miller for a moment like this, they added Von Miller for his Super Bowl experience, his veteran experience, not to have that team that has a number one defense a year ago running around like chickens with their heads cut off. My question this week for the Bills is, will the defense, and they are a better overall team than Kansas City, but will the defense get the timely stops and get off the field when it matters the most against Kansas City? Because you know it and I know it. When you have the pregame, it's all going to be 13 seconds, even when they have a lead. It's impossible to not think, all right, no lead's safe against the Kansas City Chiefs. We know that better than anyone because we blew a lead with 13 seconds. So my biggest question for the Bills this weekend, will the Bills defense get off the field when it matters the most? What's your biggest question for the Bills this weekend?
Can the Bills establish the run? Not with Josh Allen. I still think even with the Bills defense and no Tyreek Hill, this is still a possession-ish game where you don't want to be just putting your defense on there all the time. You still want to kind of play a little bit of ball control, keep Mahomes on the sideline. And just please, please, Buffalo, for the love of God, give Josh Allen a break. Don't have him susceptible to five or six big hits a game, which he's been doing. Give him a break.
So I'm not saying you're wrong, big picture. And we've discussed this with the Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jim Kelly. You and I have shared this belief. The only potential wart on the Buffalo Bills this year is the run game because Josh Allen has been their leading rusher. You need more production out of James Cook. You need more out of Devin Motor Singletary. With how early it is in the season, I think big picture, you are right. But for this game, for a single game, I don't care if Josh Allen is getting 100 yards and is your leading rusher. For this one isolated single game, that to me is really why, like, if for one game, I don't care if Josh Allen goes for 100 yards running the football and they pound the rock with him a lot.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, every week it's been the same thing. I mean, they said on the broadcast last week, Josh Allen until the Steelers game, so the first four games of the season, has accounted for 85% of the Bills' offense. That's absurd. That's unheard of and unsustainable.
Sure, but the question is, the point of these questions is, give me a question on each team to see if they could win the game this week, like to impact the win of this week. If Josh Allen, if they call his number 18 times a game, you don't think he's going to have success?
They've run the ball good, but I mean, if he gets hurt also too, who's to blame? The Bills. Yeah. That's right. He carries. I know any injuries can happen any time. Don't get me wrong. But the more you leave him susceptible, one hit could change it all.
I think that's more big picture than in terms of this weekend. Now, when we get to Kansas City, my question, is this the game that they missed Tyreek Hill? Because I've not been someone that has been doubting Kansas City. I've not been someone that has said, oh, the Chiefs are going to drastically miss Tyreek Hill. Yeah, you'll miss him a little bit. Yeah, you'd rather have him on your team than I have him on the team. But with how great that quarterback is in number 15, behind the line of scrimmage, he'll find a way to just get the job done throughout a season to make you think, okay, this is a good Kansas City team. They're going to be a tough outcome postseason time. I'm just wondering, in this specific game, with how Tyreek Hill went off and that big playability, especially when you get late into the game and you may need to go 45 yards or something to go kick a game-winning field goal, or you may need to go 70 yards to go put the ball in the end zone and win if, let's say, Buffalo's up by four. I wonder if that big play, quick strike to Tyreek Hill, if this is the week that really Kansas City does miss it, because they have not missed it really in their games at all this year. The one loss that they had was up against the Indianapolis Colts, and that came down to, was Amendola right?
Matt Amendola, yes, sir.
Yeah, just being a disaster for them.
My question is, can the Chiefs secondary show a pulse? Last week, they got roasted by Davante Adams for that deep touchdown that almost gave the Raiders a lead after they got stuffed on the two-point attempt. And the last two times the Bills have played the Chiefs, going back to last year in the playoffs and the regular season, Josh Allen, oh my goodness, has just carved him up
and no
honey badger, and coming off of a game which Josh Allen had, what, 345 passing yards in the first half,
he
and scored 38 points.
He may have put the best back-to-back postseason games that you'll ever see, and it's criminal how they did not have two wins off that.
And now you come in a game where they just lit up the Steelers secondary. I mean, if the Chiefs secondary play like they did last year in either matchup against the Bills, even with how good the Chiefs' offense has been, I don't think they stand a chance.
Is this line funky to you? Because Kansas City is a home dog. Usually the home team, you just give them 3 points right out of the gate anyway, and they're laying three right out of the gate if these teams are pretty much even. And with the respect to Kansas City, we know the way that people respect Kansas City. You know, like, I think Buffalo's winning the game. If I had a play in the game, and you may not want to take my advice when it comes to the gambling world these days, I would probably, my first instinct is lay the 2.5 points with Buffalo because I believe in Buffalo. But isn't that a little bit bizarre that Vegas made Kansas City the 2.5 point dog this week? It's almost like they're begging you to take the Chiefs, because how many people are just going to simply sit down and go, man, I can't bet against Kansas City. I just can't do it.
No, I think the Bills have earned it. I think they've absolutely earned it. And I mean, look, I think it's harder to make the Chiefs a home favorite. They've not, you know, they played good, but it's also the Colts game. They were up and down. Even the Raiders game, the first half, they were bad.
And down 17-0.
Defense has been leaky too. And you're going against an offense that is clicking on all cylinders.
Buffalo, though, I know they're coming off that monstrous performance against the Steelers. They did have two games, though, the Bills. The Dolphins game, they should have won. They didn't. The Ravens game, they were slow starting. So, you know, when you say the whole Raiders-Chiefs game, you could also say the same thing about the Bills against the Ravens. Kind of similar ways in how both those teams had to go get the victory.
I guess, yeah, but Bills' defense is better, and the Chiefs' weaknesses are secondary. And
I just think the Bills are the better team.
Yeah, that's why they earned it.
They're the more well-rounded team. When you look at it, their defense is just better than Kansas City's defense. I feel like Kansas City's defense plays well for a half. Where Buffalo, I know that defense, bare minimum, is going to play well for three quarters. All right, when we get to the Eagles and the Cowboys, is Jalen Hurts the guy? So far, he looks like the guy. So far, he's 5-0. They're rolling. Now, isolated game, primetime game, Hurts probably going up against Cooper Rush. You're at Lincoln Financial Field. Everything is there this weekend for the Eagles not only to win, but potentially win the game big. The Eagles are the better team. They have the better quarterback. This is a game where Jalen Hurts against a great defense in Dallas can really say, even though he won't say it, but just show it with this play, I'm the man, I'm the guy, we're 6-0, bleep everyone else in the NFL. That I want to see how Hurts responds to the call and the question of, is he the franchise quarterback? And you've seen that team, and even Ricky Ricardo said it yesterday when he was in studio. They have been a little sloppy on offense in the second half, and they don't have many fourth quarter points this season. So that's just something to look for. Is Hurts the guy? I think he is, and I think the Eagles are going to win this week.
My question is, right, we just mentioned last there. Can the Eagles actually play a good second half? They've not done so all season long. I think this game especially, you're going to have to play a full game. I don't think they can race out to an early lead and hold on in the second half. On all part, the Cowboys defense is good. I don't think you'll be scoring 21, 24 points in the first half. You're going to have to play a full game. We've yet to see the Eagles do it. Can they do it?
If the Eagles get three touchdowns, though, would you agree they win the game?
Probably, but
right. I have a tough time seeing Dallas putting up three touchdowns because the Eagles defense is good, too.
It is.
They got a great 1-2 punch at corner with Darius Slay and James Bradberry, whom Mal really likes to call James Blackberry. Defensive line, Hassan Reddick has been great. You know what Brandon Graham could do. Fletcher Cox is a stud. I feel as if for the Eagles, the magic number to feel safe, I think, is 24. But I do think if you get three touchdowns and get it to 21, you should win the game. And then for Dallas, can this magical run just continue? Assuming Cooper Rush is the starting quarterback this week, can you find a way to keep that undefeated streak alive with Cooper Rush as a starting quarterback? And the way you do that is play great defense, you run the football, and then Cooper Rush just can't make the mistakes, which that's what I think is the difference in this game. Cooper Rush is going to make mistakes. I don't think Jalen Hurts will, and I could see maybe a pick six from Darius Slay occurring on Sunday night. What's your question on the Cowboys?
Can you continue your run dominance? Last week, we saw them run for like over 150 yards. Cooper Rush is undefeated, but you watch these games. He's not the reason why they're winning.
He's along making for the ride. That he needs to.
He is, but it's not like, you know, he's lighting up for 300 yards and three touchdowns every single game, and it's like, oh my God, Cooper Rush is, you know, the next MVP. It's been a lot of great defense. Last week, especially against the Rams, they ran the ball with both Tony Pollard and Ezekiel really well. I think they have to do that, especially this week, in order to have a chance to slow down that Eagles offense and kind of slow the game down. So can you continue to run the ball at an effective rate the way they have, especially coming off of last week?
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can always give us a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Zach Gelb, ZACHGELB. We'll take a break when we come on back. The Dolphins are changing up their ping pong game. Are you maybe changing up your prediction on the Dolphins season? What is Miami going to do the rest of the way?
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Find your perfect fall suit with Indochino. Customize every detail of their seasonal designs for a one-of-a-kind look at a great price. And get $50 off purchases of $399 or more at Indochino.com. Promo code FALLUPDATE.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. This could be the dumbest story from the NFL this week. What are the Miami Dolphins doing? So on Wednesday, we find out Mike McDaniel, the media darling, Mike McDaniel. I'm back in on the media darling, Mike McDaniel stuff because they've now have gone to 3-2. But he praised the team captains, mainly Tyreek Hill, for removing the ping pong tables from their locker room in Miami so everyone could be locked in, laser focused, and there's no distractions. Now, before I get to the back end of this story, having ping pong tables in the locker room are now a distraction? Do you guys actually think, listening to this radio program, when players are getting ready for a game, that 24/7, it is football, 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 playbook, 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 film, 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 film? No. You could be a person for 10, 15 minutes after you practice or after you go to film study or after you have a meeting. And if you want to play a little ping pong, I got no problem with it. Is there a dumber story this week in the NFL? Hot take, Kiki, within reason. You know, nothing to a serious nature. Then people saying, oh, wow, look at the Dolphins. They're locked in. They're laser focused because they got rid of the ping pong tables.
Let me tell you who I wouldn't want to be this week. The Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, stop.
That's a guaranteed L. New focus. The Skylar Thompson now, because he's watching more film, I think he's going to throw for 300 yards and four touchdowns. This is going to be a big win here for Miami.
You're one of those idiots.
No, this is the stupidest thing by far. It's also so overused. At least once a year, we always hear about this. Oh, they took out the sound system in the locker room. They took out the PlayStation out of the locker room. This time it's the ping pong tables, the cornhole boards. There's always something that's getting removed from a losing team's locker room that's going to change the way they play now.
And let's just be realistic about it. I don't think it's that the Dolphins aren't locked in. They were 3-0, and you got your quarterback hurt. So that's why you've lost the last two games. And you need to have your backup quarterback, Teddy Bridgewater, last week, because he got hurt in the game. So them losing to the Jets isn't a surprise when they're down to their third-string quarterback. And going into Thursday Night Football, I know they had Tua Tagovailoa to start, but the feeling was that the Bengals, at least I thought, the Bengals were going to win that game because they were going to be the more desperate team. So I don't think it's a lack of focus. And did you see what Tyreek Hill had to say today? So much for this being the reason, because media Mike McDaniel could do no wrong, and he has the pulse of his team, and everything he says is so intelligent, and this guy's the greatest coach ever. He's going to be the next Lombardi, next Belichick. Oh, everyone loves Mike McDaniel. Right, he's on top of it, that Mike McDaniel. Oh, I love my team captains. They removed the ping pong tables from the locker room so they could all focus in on the opponents. Well, Tyreek Hill said the reason the tables were removed is because one of them were bent, and now they're ordering new custom designed ones. So much for these ping pong tables getting removed, because now this team is really going to go nose deep into their playbook and watch more film, and God forbid they play ping pong in the locker room.
Has that happened? Is that the players lying to the coach? Or is that McDaniel assuming, oh, they're out of the locker room, so I'm going to assume that this is them refocusing?
Ah, that's a good question.
It's so stupid, but it's so funny.
Every time McDaniel speaks, I kind of feel like he's in that movie Napoleon Dynamite. I really do. I have no clue what goes through that guy's brain. Don't get me wrong. Sharp guy. Everyone loves him. All these guys say he's a tremendous offensive mind. But if you're trying to have me predict how Mike McDaniel got this one wrong, I don't know. I really don't. And then also, if you're Tyreek Hill, once your coach says that, don't you just lie? Even if that's true, that the table was bent and that's why they got rid of it. If then on Thursday, everyone's going up to Tyreek Hill, hey, why'd you guys remove the ping pong tables? Coach says you did so to be more locked in. Did you feel like there wasn't a lack of focus? Don't you just say, hey, we got rid of the tables. We have all of our attention on the Vikings. Now this becomes more of a story than it even should be in the first place, because your coach doesn't have a damn clue what he's talking about with the ping pong tables.
What I will say, though, is this. If he lies today, those ping pong tables are ordered. They're custom. They're coming. So like 3 weeks and they arrive and they're back in the locker room. What if they haven't won a game?
Oh, they coming up on their schedule after this week is Pittsburgh and the Lions. I think that they should be able to go take those two games. Then
also
after that,
you have
Chicago and Cleveland. Now, hold on. I don't like the way that you just said that. Say that one more time. They lost to the who?
The Jets.
You said it like the Jets.
It's the Jets?
I'm not a defender of the Jets, but the Jets do have some young talent. And they were down to their third string quarterback. That's not a bad
40
loss.
40-17?
But that game was a lot closer than what the final score did read. That was not a blowout until the fourth.
But my point is, with the Steelers and the Lions, those aren't gimme wins, especially if Tua's not back.
Have you seen the Steelers? Have you seen the Lions? Have you seen the Bears? The Browns?
They're not good teams, but if you're playing with, Skylar Thompson, like you did last week.
But Teddy Bridgewater, right? I thought he got back to practice today.
He's coming back. I mean, not in time, but also, what if he gets hurt again? What if he just doesn't play well? I don't know.
I really wonder. Here's the thing. How much longer is Tua? I know he's done some drills, I guess, has been the word. How much longer is Tua going to be out for? Like, it's no surprise he didn't play last week. I would have thought he would have been back for this week, but you never know when you suffer what I thought was two concussions in the span of a Sunday to a Thursday.
And you'd assume the Dolphins would be extra careful considering what happened than normal. So,
well, not only that, in theory they should be, but let's be real clear why they're being extra careful and cautious here. It's because the spotlight's on them.
Fair enough. I think you're 100% right. So timeline-wise, no idea. 2 weeks?
I really wonder how we're going to be talking about the Dolphins at the end of the season. Now, their schedule does pick up at the end of the year. 49ers, Chargers, Bills, Packers, Pats, Jets to end out the season. But this is a team that was 3-0, and not only 3-0, they beat the Pats, they came back against the Ravens, and then they beat Buffalo. Like, those are three excellent wins to start off a season. Now, you just lost to the Bengals, you just lost to the Jets. This weekend, how much chance do you give them up against the Minnesota Vikings? Because that spread for a Vikings team that's going to be going up against what you would think is a third-string quarterback, the Vikings on the road. I know a lot of teams go to Miami and the heat's too much and all that, but we're already getting into October. It'll be like 80-something degrees there. But it's a little bizarre to me. Like, I was thinking of maybe for my picks tomorrow, which have been dreadful, taking the Vikings, laying the 3 or 3.5. But I go, that line should be a lot bigger. And it was not, so I elected to stay away. It's almost like, what does Vegas know that I don't know? Because, yeah, sure, the Vikings are 4-1, but the Vikings have not been playing as great as what their record says they are. But you would think with Kirk Cousins, who's a good quarterback, Justin Jefferson, Dalvin Cook, Adam Thielen, that they would be able to beat the Vikings by at least a touchdown, you would think. I mean, beat the Dolphins by at least a touchdown, you would think, right?
And the game's at 1 o'clock?
Game is at 1 o'clock.
So Kirk should be in primetime form.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was a Thursday night or a Monday night.
Even a 4:25, one of those nationally broadcast games, I wouldn't feel great about it.
Yeah, you start to shiver a little bit.
The heat is interesting. I'm intrigued. Like, I think I'm with you. The Vikings
is Skylar Thompson starting
will
or not?
Cover the spread. I think it could be closer than maybe, as Lee Corso would say, the experts would say.
Okay. Dolphins going to make the playoffs?
All depends when Tua comes back. I think if he's back within 2 weeks, yes. And back within 2 weeks and looking like knocks the rust off and looks good, yes. If we're talking about like another month before Tua's back on the field and looking like pre-injured Tua, that's a lot of time to miss.
I think this is going to come right down to the finish line where the Dolphins, those last two games of the season, which it's not murderer's row, the last two games leading up to that 49ers, Chargers, Bills, Green Bay is tough. But with the Patriots and the Jets, they may need to win both those games to get in. And they're going to be walking a very fine tightrope. And you better not fall off this year.
Nice spot for potentially your Patriots if the season goes the way it goes. Roles reversed. You can play spoiler as the Dolphins at least a few years ago played spoiler.
Let me tell you, the last 2-3 years, because it's been a long 2-3 years for Patriot football, I haven't been able to celebrate like I've been able to the last 2 decades. If the Patriots could somehow, and I'm not a big believer in my football team this year, I don't think my football team's going to make the playoffs. But if the Patriots could somehow knock off the Dolphins in that week 17 and get themselves in the playoff, I'll be calling a lot of Miami radio shows. Have a lot of fun with that. Be a big time party.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.